Hello, I'm Dale Davis, the servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. That is the gospel according to Scripture. You find that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. The gospel, death, burial, and resurrection. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, set at liberty them that are bruised, and open the eyes of the blind. Thank God. The word is neither even in my heart nor in my mouth. It is a word of faith which I preach. You'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, ye shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, death, burial, resurrection of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Salvation is a word that's all inclusive. It includes everything that you ever need from the day that you start, that you receive Jesus until you meet him in the air. Thank God. Amen. It's not a one-time experience. It's an all-time experience. As you like to say, 24/7. Thank God. Verse 17. Romans 1:17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, for as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Now, we've got a very interesting teaching that we're going to work on this next 2 hours. The first hour, beginning shortly, we're going to be teaching you from the book of John, Chapter 8. And at 2, we're going to be taking up John chapter 10, beginning verse 1. You won't want to miss it. There'll be some real blessings, music, worship, and praise after I quit talking, and then the second hour likewise. So I'm going to begin asking Kathy to read. She's a reader, reads for me, and we might even discuss a bit, I don't know. But beginning in the 8th chapter of John, I think she told me the verse that I wanted to begin with is 28. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Why don't you go?
28. Then said Jesus unto them, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him.
What verse is that?
That is 29.
29. Did you see that? The Father sent him, Jesus, and he never left him alone. Do you want to know something? The Father sent me, and he has never left me alone. He is the one that upholds me. And it's a blessing. It is consoling to my soul to know that the Father will never leave me nor forsake me. For you wouldn't want to do this, but you couldn't do what I do, or you couldn't do anything that God wants done unless he sends you, unless he's with you. What does verse 29? Or you read 29.
Right.
What's 30 say?
As he spake these words, many believed on him.
What? Now look at this. Listen. As he spake these words, he's talking about the resurrection. Many believed on him. Read on.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Just a minute. The Gentiles were grafted in. The words that Jesus spoke to the Jews also apply to the Gentiles. If you're grafted in. If you have received Jesus, they apply. Notice you have to continue in his words to be a disciple. You have to continue in the word to be a disciple. You see, the words of Jesus absolutely infuriate the flesh and rebellious people. Did you know the words of Jesus got him killed? Got him killed. They put him on the cross because they hated him. He said they hated him and they'd hate us. And I found that they hate me. People that he taught hated him, and people that I have taught hate me. People that he taught crucified him, and people that I have taught have tried to crucify me. That group of people that I have taught that Terry Mai led worship killed Terry Mai with their sins and their witchcraft. And witchcraft is sin. So now that we've got this settled, what happened to Jesus, let's see what Jesus spoke of, and I'll also show you how they lied to him, and also how you have lied to me and about me. Would you go on? Verse 31, 3?
33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever.
Hold it. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. You know what religious spirits say? Oh, none of us can walk perfect. None of us can walk perfect. That's what the devil teaches. And that's what you say. And the devil also says out of your mouth, well, everyone sins. No, everyone doesn't sin. Everyone that sins is a servant of sin. Is that not incredible that you serve sin? When you're a sinner, you're not a servant of God. You're a servant of sin. You say, well, no, nobody's perfect. Well, we knew that. That's why the man named Jesus, who created the whole world, created everything, came into the world and was born of a woman, born of a virgin, and laid down all of his creative ability and was born of a virgin and became a man. Now, many people left my ministry because I teach the Bible truthfully, that Jesus became a man and is a man today. Verse Timothy 2, there is one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ. Oh, he's no man. Well, you just call God a liar. You know that? You know what that was? Sin. You just sinned. See, what you ought to do is humble yourself and say, I don't know one thing about God. And do what John 6 says, what Jesus stated, that the law says, all shall be taught of God. Just say, I don't know anything, Jehovah, but I'd like to, and I ask you humbly to teach me. Don't call yourself a humble servant and then stand up and tell God, God's word, that it's not true. And don't call yourself a humble servant and stand up and tell God, I don't believe that. Oh, it's all right if you do, because he already knows it. And after he gets through with you, you'll either admit that you now believe it, or you'll be cut out. And you know where you'll go? To the land of destruction. Amen. This apostle, prophet, is sent by God to you. And whether you hear or whether you forbear, it won't matter to me. I receive the same pay and the same divine help and divine protection. That's where I walk. And I've walked there 43 years. And that's quite a while. You know that? I'm not yet 30 years old. Amen. Okay, where are we at?
36. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you.
Hear that? Would you repeat that?
I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me.
Oh my goodness. You seek to kill me. The man of love that never offended anybody. Right? You know, someone said they didn't want to call someone a hypocrite. I said, well, Jesus did. And we're not greater than Jesus. You see, I don't speak my words. I speak the words of the Father by the Spirit. And it's me that you hear, but it's not me speaking, but the Spirit in me speaking. And you ought to stop even mentioning the Word of God until you can minister it by the Spirit of God. Oh, don't stop, but just get one or two. And that Facebook is a big venue, and you deceive many with your deceitful teachings. Amen. Amen. Now, where are we going?
But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you.
Has the what?
Because my word has no place in you.
He said, you seek to kill me because his word doesn't have any place in you. Did you know there's a group of people? They used to attend Water of Life. Water of Life ministry covers the world. It has since 92. Covers the world. And there are people all over the world that would like to kill me, because I told them the truth. And you know what? God's word is not in them. Not in them at all. And that's why you want to kill me. But see, that same group of people, that same heart, killed Jesus, put him on a cross. But you know what's interesting? Is Pilate was talking to Jesus. He said, "You better answer me. I have authority to crucify you, and I have authority to let you go." And here Jesus stands, about to go to the cross. And he said, "You could have no authority over me except it were given from above." You know, group of people, they're bloggers and, you know, they talk on the email. Well, I don't know where you all look to espouse your wickedness. I don't know. But you want me dead. Those same hearts killed Jesus. The spirits in those same hearts, the sin in those hearts killed Jesus. The sin, the spirits in those same hearts killed Terry Mai. And those same spirits and same and the sin in those same hearts want me dead. One of them, who used to attend here all the time, acted like a friend, posted on a blog that until I took a dirt nap, he wouldn't be something. Now, what do you think that means? I've never had a dirt nap, have you? Any of you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Well, we don't cover up with dirt, do we? You think that's not the devil in that guy? Huh?
Amen.
Yeah. And why? Did I take a dirt nap? Why, that's nothing but his desire to kill me. You know something? God knows who you are. He knows what you've said. Another one said he would never come back here until he had a lobotomy. Well, who knows? It's up to God. If I were you, I wouldn't be ordered a lobotomy. Would you, Bob?
No.
I don't need one of those. And the other one, he just, "Oh God, bless all of you. Many of you went after me to kill me. But you can't. You know why? The Father opposed me." Well, you're not better than Terry Mai. Oh, no one said I was. Terry Mai is already in heaven. I'm still down here letting you people beat on me with your wicked spirits. Terry's at rest. Thank God. And I have entered into the rest of God long ago. Amen. So, you know, you're not going to get me killed. Don't sweat it. I won't be leaving.